Today's subject, since we've been talking a lot about astrology this week, we're going to go into getting the different types of astrology. And yes, there are many different types of astrology. So, let's begin.
Is it? Wanna travel the world, but for now I'm cruising my city. If you wanna be down with me, then right now fuck with me.
As you may know, astrology has evolved over centuries and cultures and time. Okay, so we are resulting in various types of approaches when it comes to astrology. There are several different types of astrology, and we're going to talk about seven of those different types of astrology. Let's start by electional astrology. Now, when we speak about electional astrology, this involves selecting auspicious dates and times for initiating important activities or events, like your marriage, your new business entry, or your medical procedures. In the electional astrology, practitioners analyze astrology. This helps them to identify favorable planetary alignments that support a positive and desired outcome. So when you're choosing your date to get married, I'm pretty sure that these astrologers are like, yeah, we're going to get married, but it has to be on this date at this time for it to go great. One thing for sure, you do not want to get married during a retrograde. Don't get married during retrograde. You're asking for drama and trouble to come, so be careful of that. Moving on to horary astrology. Now, horary astrology is a branch of astrology that provides answers to specific questions or concerns when you are looking at your astrological chart. Okay, the horary astrology does not rely on birth charts, but instead it interprets the positions of celestial bodies, that is more like your zodiac sign, at the time of the query. Like when you ask a question, depending on where your zodiac sign is at that point when you ask the question, this is where you're going to get the most insight and positive outcome to that situation or that question, that query that you asked. So when you're dealing with horary astrology, know that this has nothing to do with your birth chart, but a lot to do with the celestial bodies and the positions in the sky that they are in. Number three, the karmic astrology. Now, y'all know I talk about karma and karmic situations all the time. And there's a couple of people out there that really hates the fact that I'm teaching people to heal their karma. It's like they do not want people to be awakened. And because of this, I'm going to continue to push forward. So the karmic astrology is usually based on your belief in reincarnation and the concept of karma. This is one of the type of astrologies that I like to use because I'm all into past life patterns and unresolved issues and trying to fix that. Okay, so the karmic astrology was derived from the Hindu and Buddhist traditions, okay, and their guides was not wanting to continue a pattern of negativity, continue a pattern of karma, continue a pattern of negative repeated cycles. They were meant to be broken. And that's why when you're using an karmic astrology, you are looking into past life patterns. You are looking into unresolved issues that may be influencing your current life situation. Looking at those karmic situations and the repeated cycles should give you an insight on what needs to be changed. You're also using your birth chart, because your birth chart uncovers your lessons and your soul purpose. It also offers insight into your personal and spiritual growth and development. So when you look back in your life now, you may be going through some sort of karmic situation, but when you look back, are you looking back like, last year I was doing better than this, what happened? Or last year I wasn't doing so good, I'm glad I broke the cycle, this is what's going on now, you know? So keep your eyes open for the karmic astrology, because it definitely looks back on past life situations and unresolved issues that result around your birth chart. And we have the Mayan astrology. When I think of Mayan, I actually think of that TV show. Goodness, I can't think of the name of the TV show. Wow, I can't think of the name of it. The Path? Yes, The Path. It was called The Path. I love that TV show. I watched it twice. It was only available on Hulu, so check in on it if you can. But they were part of the Mayan civilization, and the Mayan civilization developed its own system of astrology, which is based on the Mayan calendar. So they had their own calendar, their own astrology, their own world, okay? Just like in the movie, they had their own area. And if you went outside of that area, you were considered an outsider. And they did dirty crap to you because you wasn't part of their clique. Okay, they had different ways of thinking, different ways of communicating, all of that stuff. So, yes. The Mayan calendar consists of 13 numbers and 20-day signs. And this results in a 260-day ritual calendar known as the Tzolk'in. I believe I'm saying it right, Tzolk'in. It's spelled TZOLK'IN, Tzolk'in. The Mayan astrology focuses on interpreting energies that are associated with your everyday sign. And how do you figure out your everyday sign? You use the addition of the dates. You add up the dates. Let's say today is March. What's today? March 26, 2024. So you're adding up 3, 2, 7, 2, 2, 4. And whatever that equals out to is what the day is. If it's a double number, then you break that number down to a one number, a single digit number. And that's how you figure out what sign that is for the day in that number combination. Okay, but this is how the Mayans interpret their astrology, and to see if the guidance and personal and spiritual matters are resolved this way. Very interesting. But we do that normally as well. Just using your regular calendar, using your regular astrology, doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a Mayan to actually do this. But it is what they use. They use a lot of mathematics to make this work. Okay, spiritualists in the Tampa Bay area, head on over to Smudge Life Energy Wellness and grab your crystals, your sage sticks, and your candles monthly subscription, which can also include on-site energy healing and yoga sessions, sound bathing, and more. Visit them at 1409 Tampa Plaza in Tampa, Florida, or visit their website at smudgelife.com and get your energy wellness aligned. Next, we have the Chinese astrology. Everybody should be very familiar with the Chinese astrology. A lot of people are. Chinese astrology is based on a 12-year lunar cycle, with each year representing one of the 12 animals, like rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. So those are 12, right? When a pig is overweight, it starts all the way back over 12. So that's 12 years. It's like 12 years. Okay? Once the 12 years are over with, we're back to normal, going to the rat. It also incorporates the five elements, which is wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. Okay? Their interactions result in a 60-year cycle. Okay, 60 years. Okay, no wonder the Chinese live so long, the Asians live so long. They don't rush things. And that's another thing about the United States. We rush everything. Everything got to be done ASAP. Right now, we ain't got time. But yes, 60-year cycle. That's good. That's each 12 years, you're finally, progressing. I love it. But anyway, the Chinese astrology is used for personal assessments, compatibility analysis, and forecasting auspicious dates for important life events. So let's say, I do know this about the Asian culture, is that you have to be a certain age to be married. If you are over that certain age and you're not married, something must be wrong with you. I learned that in the for a woman, not a man, for a woman. If you're not married at a certain age, that means something must be wrong with you. And that's crazy. So in my 12 years, my first 12 years of life, I should be all right. But my second 12 years of life, somewhere in the rooster, dog, pig age, I need to be married. Interesting. I love it. But I love the fact that it's totally different and that they base things totally different. I'm loving the different types of astrology here. Very interesting. Next, we have the Vedic astrology. Jyotish. Okay, this astrology was originated in India. Okay, the Vedic astrology is deeply rooted in Hindu culture. Okay, so they made up their own thing too, and I like that, because different cultures making up their own. It's like the Yoruba people, because they have like different groups. What tribe are you from? Okay, what tribe are you from? You know, I love that. And they all had different tribes and different rules that they followed in those tribes. And sometimes it's basic rules that all other tribes follow. So it's very interesting. Anyway, this practice was predominantly used in the Indian and South Asia culture. It uses sidereal zodiacs, okay, which account for precession of Earth axes, resulting in slightly different placements of their signs compared to Western astrology, which we will talk about next. The Vedic astrology places significant emphasis on the concept of karma. And it also provides insights into one's past, present, and future based on the positions of planets at the time of birth. So they do use your birth chart. And being that they use your birth chart, it's basically based on, you know, where were you born, at what time, and what date. And that's how they can decipher what's going to happen, what did happen, what is happening to you in your life at this time when they use the Vedic astrology. So they base it on your time of birth. You can find out what your past life was, what your present life is doing on in your present life, and what's going to happen in the future. I love it. And last but not least, we have the Western astrology, which is what we currently use at this time. I'm forgetting where I'm at. The Western astrology is the most widely practiced astrology. Okay, we use the Western astrology here in the United States. It's based on a tropical zodiac, which divides ecliptic into 12 equal segments. You know the zodiac signs, all 12 zodiac signs. You know the astrological signs, you know about the elements and all that good stuff. Well, in the Western astronomy, they actually emphasize the position of the sun, the moon, and the planets to help them tell a person's birth and to tell the person's traits, life events, and compatibility. So we basically use, as Western astrology, we basically use the astrological zodiac signs and where they're placed and the time of a person's birth to determine how they are, what their life events will be, and how they can be compatible to others. But I want to express this, that it doesn't always work that way, okay? Because a person's personality traits are basically considered learnable, okay? Meaning that it's not just passed on. It's learnable traits from your upbringing, from the people around you, from the environment around you, all that good stuff goes into your personal traits. So be careful when you are thinking about, okay, well, they was born on this day and the moon was here, so I can do this. No, we're not considered to know everything about a person and their personal traits through the fact of the time they were born, the sun, moon, and planets, okay? Personal traits operate from environmental placements as well as home upbringing and the people that are around you, okay?
Have you grabbed my new ebook? No? What are you waiting on? Go ahead and enter into my world and learn about how I survived church-related sexual abuse and how I'm able to bring to you healing and self-healing through my trauma and turmoil. This is available on Amazon for free at Kindle.com, or you can download it for $9.99 at www.MissComplexityLLC.com. I truly thank you for your support.
So those are seven of the different types of astrology that we practice around the world. And like I told you, these things are used with different backgrounds and different cultures. But anybody could use them. It's not like you, just because you're not Asian, you shouldn't be using the Chinese astrology. Doesn't make any sense. It's 2:22 on the clock. But yes, shut up. Here are the seven different types of astrology: electional, horary, karmic, Mayan, Chinese, Vedic, and Western. Please note that these are just a few examples of the diverse range of astrological traditions that happen and are practiced all around the world. They're all unique. They all have their own unique methods and principles and cultural significance. So I hope you learned something here today with the different types of astrology throughout the world. As always, I'm your teacher, Miss Complexity, and I will talk to you guys again soon.